Quarter rolling. So we're talking with Tyler Bridges, who is a political reporter for The Advocate and NOLA.com. And Tyler, we have some more infighting within the Louisiana Republican Party. The Louisiana Republican Party endorsed State Senator Blake Miguez over State Senator Rick Edmonds in the 6th District congressional race. And this apparently has upset Governor Landry, hasn't it?
Yeah, Governor Landry and State Senator Miguez are former political allies, I guess is the best way to put it. And then it was not the full Republican Party that made the endorsement of Senator Miguez for the congressional race. It was the executive committee. It was five people who did it, but they did it in the name of the Louisiana Republican Party. And State Senator Edmonds is unhappy about it, and he's trying to get for another vote by the executive committee of the Republican State Central, the Republican Party, and that vote could come very soon, that revote.
So we might have a revote here on endorsing one of these two candidates.
Yeah, what Senator Edmonds wants is a no endorsement in that race or an endorsement of both candidates. State Senator Edmonds makes the point that they are both conservative Republicans, both have been in the legislature about 12 years, and they both have the same support within the entity that called this meeting of the executive committee of the Republican Party. And, of course, the governor is not happy about with this vote as well. So there's a good chance that the party will end up endorsing both candidates in that 6th congressional district race to replace Cleo Fields in Washington.
Are you surprised, Tyler, that there was even an endorsement to begin with? Blake Miguez and Rick Edmonds are respected, are well respected within the Louisiana Republican Party. Well, maybe Blake has ruffled a few feathers here lately, but both of them, have a strong standing within the party. Are you surprised that there was an endorsement to begin with?
Not really, because the Senator Miguez thought he could get the, at least five members on the executive committee of the Louisiana Republican Party to endorse him. So it would be a coup for him if this endorsement will stand, because if there is one candidate with the endorsement, then that candidate unlocks money from the Republican National Committee, and he can tell the world that he has that endorsement in that 6th congressional district race. And of course, that's what State Senator Edmonds is trying to stop, or at least try to get a co-endorsement. So again, there might be another vote as soon as this week.
All right. Anything else, Tyler, on this issue? We knew this was going to be a hotly contested race, and we're starting to get that sense right now.
Yeah, and the election is November 3rd. It's an open primary. There's a 10-candidate field, so both Democrats and Republicans are running in this race. But the legislature redrew the district from a majority black district that elected Cleo Fields to one that is designed to elect a Republican.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you talking with me. You,